You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Joshua, chapter 5, verse 13 to 14. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" So he said, "No, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" You remember the battle against Jericho, the wall of Jericho. For that battle to take place, the Lord had to send the commander of the army of the Lord. I'm sure you can guess who the person is. The Lord had to come to lead that battle. Now, but he appeared as a man. You know, angels can appear as a man. Heavenly beings can appear in a physical realm, even though they are not physical, they are spirit, but they can take the form of a spirit. Now, of a body. Now, what usually happens is that when you see an angel physically in a body, you are actually seeing a vision, but you are seeing a vision in time. So if an angel walks into where you are now and is physical and you can see the angel, you are not dreaming. It's not a dream. And it's not like graphics. It's real reality. However, that body that you are seeing and the person who spoke to you, it's real. Everything is real, but still a vision. But a vision in a real world. All right, now, so Joshua saw somebody physical that he could walk towards, and he asked a question: "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" Joshua was interested in knowing whether this person, this being, is for them or against their enemies. But note the answer. He says, "So he said, 'No.'" That means, "I am neither for you nor for your enemies. I am neither for you nor for your enemies. But as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." In other words, he was saying to Joshua, it is not about which side I am that should matter to you. It is which side you are. If you are an army of the Lord, then you are on my side. It is not about which side I am. It is which side you are. It is here that we want to know which side are you. But God is saying, see, I'm not one of you to be taking sides. Even if there's somebody on that other side that become an army of the Lord, that person comes under my authority. That person comes under my protection. So the question is not, is the Lord with me? No, the question is, are you with the Lord? That's the question. Are you with the Lord? Not, is the Lord with me? Are you an army? Are you a soldier for Christ? If you're a soldier, you will be under this commander. If you are not a soldier for him, you may be on the opposing side, and that could spell doom for you. If God is for you, who can be against you? But if God is against you, please, who can help you? You are finished. You are finished completely. And you are completely finished. I pray that you'll be on the Lord's side. I pray that you will remain with the Lord. The Lord asks Adam, where are you? The question is not, where is God? The question is, where are you? My brothers and sisters, where are you? Are you in Christ? Outside of Jesus, where are you? God, some of you, God doesn't know where you are. where are you? Are you for Jesus or for the world? The way you behave, you are confusing people. Christian name, devilish character. Full of church activity and full of evil. The same you that is so fraudulent at work is that same you that will be inviting people to church. Where are you? Whose side are you? Are you under the commander of the army of the Lord? Are you a soldier for Christ? Or are you a thief for Satan? I pray that you will be on the Lord's side. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.